Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you here on a Friday afternoon. Time now to check in with a guy that we were talking about yesterday, actually in this very same time slot yesterday, and that is of his new book that's out or coming out September 9th, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. Author Seth Wickersham of ESPN joins us now. Seth, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. How are you?
Doing really good. As a Packers fan, I really enjoyed reading the article on ESPN about the fiasco that was Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. I got to say, Packer fans were taking quite a amount of joy in all of this.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's my book is really, you know, me trying to write about the quarterback from the most comprehensive perspective that's ever been done, you know, dating back to the first Ford passes being thrown in 1885. And so, Caleb is a part of it. It's not what the book is about, but if you guys in Wisconsin were able to glean a little joy from it, I guess that's a win for me.
Oh yeah, we were definitely able to glean a lot of joy. My producer is a Bears fan. He was not finding it as amusing as I was. So I did a topic off of this yesterday about Caleb Williams' father not wanting him to play in Chicago and wanting him to, you know, play with O'Connell in Minnesota and so forth, and try to figure out how to get him there. And I did a whole thing of, you know, helicopter dads. Everybody thinks it's just in youth sports, but it really is a thing in pro sports too, or whether it be the NBA, the NFL, MLB, where parents are still very active talking to general managers and being in the face of front office executives around pro sports, more so than I think people even realize.
Maybe I disagree with that characterization. I mean, I think that, like, look, the quarterback dad holds a unique place in the zeitgeist, and, you know, brings a lot of connotations with it. But, you know, it's our need as a culture, and I write about this a lot in the book, is to spot quarterbacks and to spot them in their infancy is so great that, you know, there's an entire youth quarterback circuit that's multi-million dollars, and there aren't a lot of people who look out for the kids with no strings attached. And it often falls to the parents to do that. And, you know, it's not just dads, it's moms sometimes too. And Carl knew, and he wasn't incorrect in this, that where he ended up, where his son ended up working would have a huge, huge, would be a huge determinant in his son's NFL success. And it was just like the same calculus that Jack Elway made, same calculus that Archie Manning made with Eli and John. And he wanted to try to see if there was any way possible to assert some control over who would employ his son. And that's not unreasonable. And once it became clear that probably the Bears were going to have the first pick in the draft, you know, he told me Chicago's where quarterbacks go to die. And again, he's not wrong in that. And as the season played out, almost all of his premonitions were correct.
See, I view it as you're a grown man. It's the NFL draft. You go wherever you're drafted, and that's how this is going to be. I can't imagine telling my kid where I want him to play or trying to get involved in talking to a general manager. Like, I can't fathom that. I mean, I've got kids at 20 years old. I got another one going to college this year, all the way down to like 9-2. And I've been through the youth sports thing and all of that. And obviously, my kids aren't NFL quarterbacks, so I've never been to it from that level. It just seems to me a little over the top. I mean, you go back, you brought up, you know, Jack Elway and Arch Manning. They got their kids to where they wanted to get them to. So what was the difference in how they did it versus how the Williams decided to do it?
The difference was that Eli and John were willing to go there and to put, you know, to risk a scorched earth strategy to end up in a better place. And even though Carl was doing everything he could to try to find loopholes, and he was interviewing agents and lawyers and all kinds of people to try to find ways around the draft. And at one point even looked into whether, you know, Caleb could sign with the United Football League for a year and then enter the NFL as an unrestricted free agent and pick his team. Caleb was the one making the decisions. And at the combine, he met with the Bears and, you know, had it was a good meeting, but he wasn't jazzed about it. And then he met with Kevin O'Connell of the Vikings. O'Connell obviously speaks quarterback as fluently as anybody in the NFL, and Caleb really got excited about that. And, you know, look, I think they knew that the Bears weren't going to trade that pick to a divisional rival. I think, and Ryan Poles, the general manager of the team, told them at one point, we're picking you no matter what. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was really in Caleb's hands. You know, do you want to do what Jack and John Elway did, which was create a situation with the city and the team that's simply untenable? And at the end of the day, Caleb didn't want to do that. And he told me I wasn't ready to nuke the city. He visited the Bears at Hallis Hall. He felt a lot better about them after that. And, you know, he wanted to take on this challenge.
If the Bears leak this, or if Carl Williams leaks it, or if you leak it, or if somebody leaks it, that they wanted to play with the Vikings, and that they went to Ryan Poles and pretty much said that, and Poles told them, too bad, so sad, we're taking you either way, I think nothing else would have had to been done. That was just leaked. I don't think Caleb Williams would have had to nuke Chicago necessarily. I think that fan base, because half of that fan base listening to our sister station, The Score in Chicago, wanted Justin Fields anyhow and weren't sold on Caleb Williams to begin with. If that news gets out of where his head's at after the combine, talking to Kevin O'Connell, that probably would have been enough to get that whole thing done to where he doesn't end up in Chicago.
I don't think so. I think Ryan Poles had all the leverage and he was going to use it.
I look at it from a situation, I guess, if you're a general manager and your quarterback and his dad or whatever, is that angst or that about not wanting to be there? That is a huge gamble, I think, that you're rolling the dice on, that this thing is going to work out. That after year one, if it doesn't work, which it didn't, that they don't go public and ask for a trade and demand to get out of there. That's a gamble to a certain degree, I think.
It is, you know, but football players play football. And, you know, one of the things that Carl, and again, this isn't illogical on his part, was worried about is, you know, the fact that the team that drafts you has you for 8 years because of the way that the collective bargaining agreement is set up. I mean, you remember 15 years ago, there was that run of quarterbacks. Every single one of them was getting a huge contract. And, you know, some of them were holding out for a huge contract and like, look, it good for them. They got the money. It's a dangerous game and that can, your career can end at any moment. But the league and the union wanted to cut that off. And so they, in 2011, they instituted this rookie pay scale. And because of it, the Bears have Caleb Williams under contract for 4 years. They can activate a fifth year option. And then they can put the franchise tag on him 3 successive years. And that's a lot of money. Like, don't get me wrong, Caleb has a chance to earn a lot of money, but that's 8 years before he can hit the market and get a sense of like what his value might be. That is huge. And especially it's scary when you're looking at a team, an organization like the Bears that really hasn't had a superstar quarterback for 70 some years.
Time with Seth Wickersham, ESPN senior writer, author of the book coming out September 9th, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. We've talked a lot about Caleb Williams. That was kind of the piece that was put out there so far. But this book is far more than that.
I mean, this one is like, you know, as best I can, it's a comprehensive look at the quarterback through, you know, those who have done it and succeeded beyond their wildest dreams and those who have come up short. And, you know, I want to look at it from each stage, both now and throughout history, from high school to college to the NFL to being a retired Hall of Famer and, you know, wondering what it's like to live with, you know, the way you've wired yourself to survive as a quarterback. And so, you know, I go deep, you know, with a lot of access and disclosure and interesting insights from, you know, people like Moon and Elway and Steve Young and the Williamses and the Manning family and the recruiting frenzy around Arch Manning that happened a couple of years ago. But I also, you know, look at it from a historical perspective at times and, you know, look at guys who aren't with us but had a huge impact on the quarterback position and what it means culturally now. And those are people that are household names like Johnny Unitas and people that aren't as much household names, you know, that in some cases go back to 1885, which was a lot of fun to research.
Seth, what did you, I mean, I don't know what you thought when you decided to write this book as far as preconceived notions one way or the other, but when you got done writing this book, what was your biggest takeaway about that position, about what it takes to be at that level?
There's a lot of them. I mean, I wrote a book about it, so it's hard to sum up in just one. I mean, I think that, like, you know, it builds things in you, it strips things away. It's unlike any other position in sports where, you know, you have to wear 24 different hats, from, you know, organizational spokesperson to matinee idol to amateur psychologist to raging a-hole at times. It takes, Steve Young told me, it takes your full self to do it at the highest level, and learning exactly what that meant, I think is really interesting, and I think readers will enjoy it.
Again, American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, a must-read. Seth Wickersham, again, make sure to get it. It comes out September 9th. He's got it pinned right there on his Twitter profile at Seth Wickersham, ESPN senior writer. Seth, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.